Previously on Podcrapular. I'm not the one who picked up and moved to a totally new time zone.
You didn't lose your home and move to Vegas?
No, that would be you. Weather-wise, don't borrow trouble.
I'm playing the odds and thinking I've already had my natural disaster. I won't have another one.
You know, butt slut.
One plant I know is dying because I watered it. Well, I just hope I can keep the pine tree alive long enough so when the next wind comes, it doesn't blow and crush our goddamn house. Lots of things have just been mucking up the works.
Butt slut.
If anyone is still listening.
That is like the total opposite of what one would expect to happen. I'm saying bring on the cleavage. Oh my god, I think I just peed a little. I don't think you're really listening to the podcast.
I believe Josh, he is in the French Foreign Legion.
I had, like, so much things going on that, you know, all this stuff, and everybody's schedules were so up in the air. Yours especially, but Josh's too. I like little kids, but if that was my baby, I'd put up with it. But because it's like an outside baby, I was like, you know, ready to go over there and start some shit with her. It's like, dude. He hasn't slept in a while. Alyssa is a cute, sweet, adorable baby. But,
with
you know,
one wrinkly
dude,
foot.
I knew Josh first, okay?
I do think you and I have something to offer. I think you and I have done some compelling, if not entertaining, radio-type shows.
Oh my god, I think I just peed a little. Trying to not fall under the bed and just start crying and saying, leave me alone, go away, and don't come back for a year and a half. Butt slut. Because we haven't had anything as good as the eggplants after the eggplants.
Oh, you're so wrong. Are you trying to tell me that the entire cornholing escapade wasn't fantastic?
Who brought it to the table? Was it me? No, it was you.
But I know there'll be more.
Oh my god, I think I just peed a little.
I'm having an issue with my keyboard no longer works.
Get used to disappointment.
I gotta admit, I did clean out a lot of crap and stuff under this keyboard. I wonder if the crap that was under the keys is actually what has kept this keyboard from working. God, if I have to buy a new keyboard as well, I'm gonna fucking kill something.
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders!
It tells a story. You know exactly what happened.
Nobody gives a fuck about me and Andy. They're just like, you know, what have we been missing by fast-forwarding?
It's too tall.
The pushing on the little letter things makes little, like, electrical connections with the doohickeys on the inside.
They're going to have full-on bladder failure here, let me tell you. Everywhere you
this
go.
This sucks balls.
I said, well, I guess you could come here and we could go to Walmart, which sounded really kind of cheesy and pathetic. But if you could have heard the squeals of joy coming from this woman. Oh my god, I think I just peed a little.
I'll just throw it out in the street. It should be dry any day now.
Are you sure it isn't time for a colorful metaphor?
There's a lane just for that.
But he's not your problem. You've moved on.
That's what people have been waiting for all these weeks. We gotta make golf widow pee.
Oh, it doesn't take much. I'm a walking bladder. Now I can't remember our phone number. Look how long it's been since I've done this shit.
I'm the entertainer that knows when the show's over.
He says, so what did the clown lady send you in the mail? And he sits down and his chair goes, oh my god, I think I just peed a little.
Just gay wizards.
Hey, it's not the wand, it's the wizard.
I find porn online and find 10-second snippets of porn.
You know, it's a real pleasure having a real butt slut like you in my apartment.
Butt slut.
But I know there'll be more.
It's nasty. Oh, what have you been eating? Obviously not pineapple.
Oh my god, I think I just peed a little. Hi, Andy.
Hey, this thing still works. Holy shit. Hi, Golf Widow.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. We are back, sort of.
Sort of. You know, we're actually doing this we're begrudgingly recording a podcast because it just dawned on I've been in Vegas now officially for a couple of months and been pissy about lots and lots of things, and you've had lots of work shit, and we both just kind of went,
Yeah, it's like it's like, oh my God, it's like everything else I have to do in my world, and now I've got to not only find time to record this stupid thing, but like produce it.
Yeah, I know. We were both just out of it. Like, should we even record a show? And then it dawned on me, well, if we don't, Joe Schulenburg really will stalk me all the way to Las Vegas. He will follow and find me. So we'd better record something so he can just enjoy us from afar.
That would be a good thing. I hope.
And we can get back in the habit of doing a weekly show, I think.
I think we both need it. But you know what I think we need to do, if at all possible? We need to hire a producer.
Yes, we do. We really should. And actually, in the months since we last recorded a show, I think we kind of put Josh on the non-existent payroll to be our producer, right?
I have no idea what his schedule looks like. I have not talked to him. The last I heard of him, he wrote a post about his baby daughter on his blog, but the title of the post he made, I think I just peed a little, and he dedicated it to me because the last show that he and I did together, or the other show, the last intro that he did for us, was me squealing, oh my God, I think I just peed a little.
Well, you know, we do actually have, I don't know if we should even, should we use it? You know what, before we hire Josh, maybe we have an intro he recorded for us and then submitted to us, waiting for approval, and then like all our listeners, we essentially let them down by not acknowledging them. So, we could make this his demo tape, and we can decide if we want to give him the job of actually producing our show. We can listen to it, we can play it on the show here, and let people let the few people who ever have commented, it'll probably be the same like five or six people, they can tell us if they like the opening, and then we'll decide if we want to keep it. How's that sound?
I am very good with that, except for the fact that that particular opening was so obsessed with my saying I think I might have peed a little that and he like repeated it in a loop or something, that people are just going to think I am the most incontinent podcaster in the world.
Well, you know, you don't have to hold your alcohol to be able to drink and talk about it. and
you
really,
you can't buy beer, you know. You can only rent it.
Well, the thing is, though, even though we haven't spoken or recorded in months, it's not like we have anything to talk about. So we really need to fill the time somehow.
This is true. I totally agree with that. Okay, let's.
So we're going to play it. I think I saved it somewhere. Do you have it? I have it.
Oh, as if I even remember. I have these files have not been opened in so long.
These files, they just don't work anymore. There's something wrong. I got it right here. Josh Show Open is what I called it, but you probably have it yourself.
Yeah, I named it. What the fuck, P?
What the fuck, P? I give it a nice title like Josh Show Open MP3, and you're like, what the fuck, P? Well, that's it.
First of all,
you know, why even listen? Why even listen? Why let the other listeners comment? He's hired.
Yay, we can call him up and say, Josh, you're hired. He's like, dude, I didn't want this job.
I wanted this job in August when I recorded this.
Yeah.
Well, so let's take a listen to Josh Show Open, also known as What the Fuck P.
Fun will now commence.
You're listening to Pod Crapular.
Did you see the memo about this?
Pod Crapular.
I hope you have a change of underwear.
Because, you know, you probably have nothing better to do with your time.
That would seem logical.
Pod Crapular.
How many times do we have to tell you?
Starring Golf Widow.
Oh my God, I think I just peed a little.
I think we had a bad influence on her.
And Andy Martello.
I'm the entertainer that knows when the show's over.
I have a sense of humor.
And various porn stars.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yes, I said porn stars.
That's cool.
Pants. My shit's bigger than his.
Tastes like chicken.
It's all good and fun until someone gets their eye poked out.
Ready to go, Jim? Yeah!
Pod Crapula.
Okay, I promise you people, I went before we started recording.
I don't know.
You don't know.
If you peed or not.
I totally went. Of course I did. What do you think, I'm stupid?
I'm just, you never know. I'm just waiting. Waiting to see if I hear a flush in the background.
You won't. Well, you might. I mean, there's only the one bathroom and there's two of us in this house.
Okay, I just finished listening to it myself, because I know we can't listen to things in tandem. We have to pretend by editing all together.
I'm totally pretending here.
You only say, I think I peed a little, just once in the whole thing. But Josh, in true radio form, took drops and lines from virtually every movie and television show ever made, from Star Trek through Airplane. There may even be a Doctor Who reference. I don't know. I think the Lindbergh kidnapping is mentioned in this thing. It's pretty good. I like it. He's got some little guitar riff going on in the background, and the problem is he makes it sound like we interview porn stars. And we don't. We would if any of them would return our calls.
I would be happy to interview porn stars if we actually had some software that allowed us to talk to more people than just each other.
Well, we may down the road. I have a strange feeling we're going to we will upgrade in the coming. Well, I'm not going to say by next show, because that could be 2008, but hopefully by our next show. Well, but I think that was a decent opening. Give me your critiques. Let's see. Let's hear what the people say too. Oh wait, we can't.
No.
You know why? We haven't recorded a show in so long, our damn phone-in call line doesn't work anymore. The crap line has crapped out.
Yeah, I think what happened was spiders made a nest in the wires.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's been so long since we recorded a podcast, our old phone number actually only had 6 digits. That's how long it's been.
Watson, come here. I want you.
So does anything still work? We still have a MySpace page, right? MySpace.com/podcrapular. We still have that, right?
As far as I know, that still works.
And people can still download us on iTunes or at golfwidow.podomatic.com, right?
Yep, that does all, as far as I know, still work. Have not, you know how lax I am in this. I have not been to that website. And as long as it's been since the last time I uploaded anything to it.
Well, I've been on there recently. We've had messages from Joe Schulenberg. That's why I figured we'd best podcast, because whenever he starts emailing, then phone calls can't be far away, and then soon it's drunken meetings at bars.
The thing with Joe, who I adore, is that once he starts messaging, it's because he's concerned that he hasn't heard from you, and the next thing you know, it could be 3:00 in the morning, and he's banging on your door with the cops because he thinks you might have died and not told him.
No, he's calling me because he's personally lonely. That's all it is. He wants a hug.
Black cord fever.
That's all it is. He just wants somebody to hug him, and he thinks I'm the person to do it. Well, so anyway, we'll with any luck at all, people can email us at podcrapular@gmail.com, and they can tell us if they like that show open. I mean, honestly, we really don't care about your opinion, but we'd like it anyway.
Please, just email and say hi.
Yeah, Josh has the job, if he still wants it. I mean, I don't know. It's been so long. He recorded that thing, like, in what, August 1st, maybe? August 8th?
Was it August? I think it was July.
I can't even see it on my screen. That's how long ago it was. I think it was in August, because I was still in Illinois when I got it. I was at a library. I think it was on my last trip to Illinois to make a few dollars gigging, before I moved to here in Vegas, where I think I'm retired almost permanently. I think I'm now in the status that old circus performers usually say, which is, I'm retired, in between bookings. You know, that's what I think I am. I think I'm retired in between bookings.
I guess it depends on how many times a week you visit the buffet.
Well, oh God, it's just it's you know, I'm doing all the marketing and I'm doing all the crap, but like the only calls I'm getting are for out of state. I actually do have one really cool booking coming up though on October 9th. I'm going to be in West Virginia at a place called the Greenbrier. Apparently, it's some legendary, amazing place for a some insurance company or insurance convention of some sort or another. But the cool thing is I'm spinning plates for like 10 or 15 minutes, getting paid a pretty nice chunk of change, which is good because I really need it. I'm about a dollar away from being completely homeless in every possible way. But the better thing is, not only am I doing this this show and they're having me out there, essentially I'm the last act before their headliner takes the stage, and their headliner is Gladys Knight. So I'm like,
that's sweet.
Yeah, I'm opening for Gladys Knight. At least that's what I'm telling everybody. And
that's going totally right onto your website.
You're damn right it is. I haven't blogged about it yet because I actually have another show coming up in November where I'm doing like an opening act at a comedy club in Laughlin. But I can't seem to get the agent who has booked this to return my call and A, give me the contract, B, tell me the name of the casino, C, tell me the name of the club. And D, I don't know the dates. So I would like to promote these things. I just don't have any of the pertinent info needed to actually promote an appearance.
Are you sure you're hired?
Last I spoke to him, his exact words were, "Why, yes, you're booked. It pays this minus commission. You're booked. I'll call you back with the dates." And it's been a while. But apparently I am booked. But so I have like two bookings, but I don't really have anything else going on. So yeah. But I mean, that's exciting though. That'll be kind of cool. I'm gonna take the midnight train to West Virginia, or is that a different chick?
it's definitely a different song.
What did Gladys Knight do? I should know this.
She did Midnight Train to Georgia.
Right, of course. And
West Virginia is Country Roads by John Denver.
Oh, okay. And that's not to be confused with the Wichita Lineman. That's neither of those two.
No, that's Glen Campbell.
And that's not Please Come to Boston,
which is Dave Loggins.
Right. And then there's by the time I get to Phoenix,
which is also Glen Campbell, right?
I always thought that was what's his name? He smokes pot and he has ponytails and he's 180 years
Willie
old.
Oh, Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I thought that was him, but who knows? Everybody's recorded that song at some point.
And then there's City of New Orleans, which is Arlo Guthrie, but it's not a city anyway; it's a train.
Right, and really, New Orleans actually isn't even a city anymore. It's an island. So that's all good. The
Mighty Quinn just got back from there. FMDN.blogspot.com. Hi, honey.
Oh, are we doing shout-outs? We should do some shout-outs then.
I think so. I think you know who you need to tell about? You got to meet Kimmy in person.
I did. I got to meet Kimmy from my 10kidfamily.blogspot.com and her lovely husband, Jeff. And I say lovely husband Jeff, or Jeffy, as she likes to refer to him, because he's 8 feet tall and could kill me if I say anything bad about him. So I won't do that, although he's a very nice guy. They're all very nice. I also met Christine, who Kimmy refers to as Christine, spelled K-R-I-S-S-T-E-E-N or something like that. She used to be on the... we all used to be at the Blog World Trailer Park at one point until nobody... until they all pulled a Podcrapular on us and didn't post anything for, like, months. And I met Christine and her husband,
Kevin.
It's like
the white trash bed and breakfast.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Only without the bed, and the breakfast was pretty much long since gone. There, I'm referencing the Ruddles now. There's... anybody who's even seen that movie other than you or me, please email us at podcrapular@gmail.com. So let's see. Well, what do you want to know about Kimmy? Have you ever gotten to meet Kim?
I have never met her in person.
Oh, well, everything you need to know can be found directly below the chin and right above the rib cage. Thank you.
Oh.
She's a hottie. I'm sorry. She's a, you know, I know she has grandkids, so she's technically a G-MILF. She's fantastic. Woo. Woo. I got to tell you, she got off the, she landed in Las Vegas and deboarded the plane. I have no idea when she may have gotten off in Vegas, but one of the first things she did is came to find me at work, and she'd been drinking since 9 o'clock that morning, and it was at least 8:30 Vegas time when I saw her. And I got to tell you, a drinking Kim who's apparently, when she drinks, she also takes these pills that makes you want to do full-on knockers-up hugs in public, kick ass. But let's not talk about that.
The best part of waking up.
Hmm. Oh my gosh, yeah, the best part of waking up is hugging in 2D cups. Yes, indeed. But no, that's not why I want to talk about Kim. I could talk about how much I'd like to full throttle banger all day long, but that's just me being radio guy. The truth is, I'd like to caress her and care for her. And bullshit. I just want to tell you that she rocks. She is absolutely hysterical. She is as funny in person as she is on her blog, which if nobody has read it, they really should, because she actually contributes to her blog and writes many, many wonderful things, as does Christine. She's a lovely gal. I think they run a blog together called Kimmy and Christine or something like that.
I can't remember what the name of it is, but I do read it when they update it. It's really hard to read because they write in redneck, and I don't read redneck as well as I speak it. So I kind of have to translate it into English.
Well, it's all good. It's all good. But it's fantastic because they're very great people. Kim showed up. I got to see her a couple times before I got to meet Christine and her husband, Kevin. And, you know, we tried to go out as much as we could. Unfortunately, they showed up when I actually have a job now. I have like a real job, which we'll talk about more later. But they showed up pretty much when I was in full-time job mode, so I could not go out and play as much as I'd hoped. But we did get to have some fun. We, you know, went out to a few places. I told them where some good local food was, so they didn't have to spend $150 on a salad. And lots of drinking went on. And man, they are just she's hysterical. She's a wild, crazy woman, and taller than I expected. For some reason, I expected her to be short. Maybe it's just
well,
because,
you know why? Because every picture of her practically. She's standing next to Jeff.
This is true, and so maybe that's why. But she's actually about my height, which is well for me. You know, I have a thing for tall girls.
Yes,
it's you know, it's called my cock. and she's just full. I have never seen anybody so full. I don't recall the last time I met somebody who was so full of energy and excitement and just kind of just overall vibrance, if that's a real word. Who had all those things and wasn't like working for a circus. You know, she's actually, because she wasn't annoying in the ways that circus performers are. She was actually, it was just like this infectious, fun time. And then when Jeff showed up, you find out he is just as big a drinking, swearing asshole as she is. And they're just fantastic.
That is a good time that I am really very sorry that I missed.
Oh, it was wonderful. I have to admit they were fun, and hopefully they will be out here again soon, because if I know they only gave me a couple days notice really this time around. If I know have a little more notice, I can actually make arrangements to be away from work and take them out and show them places. We never did get to go to the Rum Jungle and drink our fool heads off, which was one of the things I was hoping to do. But we all at one point had dinner. We all we all went to a place called we took them to the Pepper Mill. Which I think if you ever saw Anthony Bourdain was at the Pepper Mill at one point.
Yes.
It's with the foo-foo ice cream drinks. And it's really a problem because I've come to the conclusion that women will do anything that Oprah or Anthony Bourdain says you should do.
I've like made it my life's goal that anything Anthony Bourdain did not enjoy, I will not do. For instance, when I watched him eat rotten fish on No Reservations, I was like, okay, he looks like he's not enjoying that. He's just saved me. Because really, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, there is just not enough tartar sauce in the world.
Yeah. Well, all I know is he went there, and the place has gotten even harder to get in and find a seat for. So that's kind of crappy. But that's okay, because you know, we got to sit around the fire pit, and they bought drinks, and then we decided to go to the Sahara just down the street a little bit, hoping to find a quiet bar because it's at the far north end of the strip, and normally it's not terribly busy even on a weekend, and. We went into this place called, well, they have this themed section of the hotel and casino, which is kind of like, you know, designed to be, you know, shagadelic, if you will, you know, kind of retro 60s, that sort of thing. And they've got this little corner bar called the Burn Your Bra Bar, which I don't know how much else you know about Kim or Christine other than what I may have told you, but when you put my wife and Christine and Kim in the same room,
The whole room tilts.
Every guy is really hoping that they decide to go ahead and burn their bras right there, but that didn't happen.
You know, I would love to burn my bra. I'm thinking, you know, Bette Midler here. Boy, that beats some fire.
Oh, my goodness. Well, apparently they have a deal. If you are willing to give up your bra and they will burn a hole in it, they hang it up with your name on it and all that, and then you get, like, a free drink and a souvenir mug and all that.
I would be all over that.
Well, you'll have to come out and visit. But
I'm there.
As it turns out, we didn't need the free souvenir. We got better than a free souvenir. We had the single most insane lunatic devil drunk woman ever. Basically, not really harass us, but she almost got killed because April almost just put her fist through her face at one point and was just... I'm going to wait till Kim actually writes it up in her blog because I know she will. She took some photos of this gal. This person was falling down insane-o drunk, going on and on talking about her ex-boyfriend who ran off with some Guatemalan dude and how she, you know, owns four houses, but the nice one on the strip he got, and then pretending to stomp out imaginary bugs on the floor, and then started, like, molesting me, and then decided to molest April, and was like, you gotta live here. Do you live here? You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. You must live here. You know, just the strangest series of conversations. And then watching Kim and Chris both try and talk to her, because we all speak a little drunk. So we were all trying to talk to her and politely get her away from us before she vomited on us or talked to us anymore. And she's, you know, her, when she smiled, it looked like she had a mouthful of casino dice in there.
Oh my God.
It was one of the best moments. Was she was trying to guess where we were all from. And she's wearing a big, giant sweatshirt that can't say any larger the word Wyoming. And at one point, she's like, why don't you guess where I'm from? And Christine was just so funny. She just went, oh, I don't know, Wyoming. It was just how she said it. We're dying laughing. And this guy's like, I'm just wearing this sweatshirt. I'm not from Wyoming. I'm from here. And I, of course, I'm like, oh, you mean here at the bar? No surprise. And for a good hour or two afterwards, we couldn't stop making fun of this woman. We made our exit. It was funny. We're all sitting in a bar, in a casino, in a town where you are able to walk anywhere with an open container, and it didn't dawn on any one of us that we could have just picked up our drinks and walked away. We were so mesmerized and frightened all at the same time.
See, your whole mindset changes once you write a blog, because it's like, I can't walk away from this now. Everybody's going to be asking me for the rest of my life what the hell the punchline was.
I know. Oh, man. So I'm going to wait till I know Kim is going to write it up, and she has pictures, and I know she has no shame, so she will go ahead and post the pictures of this horribly, horribly drunken woman, who, by the way, kept insisting that she wasn't drunk. She's just on cold medication. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, if you take your cold medication with vodka, you get a little drunk. You get a little fucked up. But so anyway, yeah, so I got to meet everybody. Jeffy and Kim and Christine and Kevin, and they are all just fantastic, nice people. And we should plug their blogs, definitely. We got Kimmy's is my 10, that's 10 as in 10, 10 kid family at blogspot.com. And I just closed that window. Where'd it go? I got Christine's blog here somewhere. Hold on, we'll find it. I know
this
it's
this is
here.
Us finding it.
You, do you,
we're
you
not
going
to have dead air while you look for it.
That's right. Do you folks like the effort we go to actually try and make this work?
Be organized and things.
We so suck at this. All right. So we have moderndaycircus.blogspot.com. That's Christine's regular blog, KRISSTEEN. And then there's Ask Kimmy and Christine at Ask Kim and AND, Ask Kim and Chris, KRISS, .blogspot.com. Everyone should go and read their stuff. And thank you to all four of those people for all the drinks and meals they bought me. We had every intention of buying them stuff, and nobody let me pay for anything, which is actually pretty good because I'm practically broken on the street right now. Oh man,
oh,
alive!
Oh, you know what we need to do? We have to give a shout to Cosmic.
Oh yeah, Cosmic, the sexiest grandmother on the planet, next to, yes, of course, you know, Kim.
Kimmy. The sexiest one without boobs. Cosmic,
that's right,
did have boobs.
She no longer
has them.
She put them on the scanner, and she posted them on her blog. We love her for that. But she's taken ill. Is that what you were telling me?
She had had a little bout with not being so well, and she wound up in hospital. She's home now.
Aww.
Still trying to regulate her. Balance of not being dehydrated and things, and she's on oxygen, which will probably be for the rest of her life.
Oh,
but she's
terrible.
About 2 months smoke quit by now.
Well, I
no
guess
more
that's
cigarettes
good.
For her ever, or she'll blow up.
Yeah, because of the
and
oxygen.
So we are really proud of her, because that is hard. I can tell you from experience, nobody wants to be near me when I first quit smoking. Ugh.
Well,
I was hateful.
I just hope she's feeling better, and if she's not smoking, that's good. But you know, she's a hardy lady. If anything we've learned from reading her stuff and listening to her and all that, she's a strong, hardy broad. And I know she won't,
yes,
get mad at me for calling her a broad, because she's a
no.
broad in the best sense of the word. So so we hope Cosmic.
That's
what,
Cosmic
her?
Crayola. Cosmic, like COSMIC. RAYOLA, so it's sort of like Cosmic Ray Ola, or it's Cosmi Crayola.
Either way.
Diaryland.com.
Either way, everyone go say hi to her, and you know what she could do? She could do one of those. You ever do that experiment in science class when you were a kid where you actually can separate the hydrogen and the oxygen from water?
Yeah, and then you do the thing with the little splints, and it goes pop.
Yeah.
What she and say what she could do.
She should just, you know, I know it involves electricity, so she probably shouldn't be in the bathtub when she does this. But if she's not getting enough water, I see no reason why she can't just sit in a bathtub and then find a way of making her own oxygen. Because that would be kind of hot. She'll have plenty of water. She could just soak it up like a sponge. Because, you know, grandmothers, they actually are absorbent. So she could just get into a tub and then set up the little experiment and just make oxygen. She could have her runoff tub water and turn that into oxygen, and then just breathe her bath water in.
That experiment, incidentally, earned me a D in chemistry, because my lab partner and I were like, we weren't so sober when we went to lab that day.
Mm.
I was not a very upright citizen when I was in high school.
Not good.
I was mostly a staggering citizen.
Oh, I gotcha.
But at any rate, we got into class. We were feeling pretty good. We were supposed to go for as many tiny little pops as we possibly could with making the hydrogen. And
gotcha.
We took our splint. We got one big explosion. That was it.
Probably, that's probably not good. And did they ever find your teacher's fingers? Oh, and hey, didn't you tell me that some of our other blog friends have recently gotten together to make some beautiful music together?
Yep,
yeah,
that's right. Everybody's got to go over to budbuckley.com/blog, keep up with, or catch up if you haven't been.
I have not been. I am the shittiest blog reader friend ever lately. I've been so stressed out with the work, money, new transition into Vegas, the shock of realizing it's been over 6 months since our apartment got destroyed, that I've been shitty blog friend. So I will go check out what happened. He and another sexy blogger got together. Yes.
Yes, Denny Bonet has played on his latest CD, which is, I guess, getting, you know, all the work is being done on it.
Oh, and fantastic!
So that's DennyBonet.com/blog.
We love Denny. We love Bud.
I love Denny. Now, had I told you about my trip to New York to meet her in person?
No, you didn't. And if you do,
for heaven's sakes,
make sure to keep up with the Podcrapular tradition. Give me a full on report on her breasts, because that's really the only way we could talk about meeting bloggers. Buds were fine, I thought. So when I met Bud, so you know.
Yes, Denny is very tall.
I was thinking she might be. She strikes me as a tall person. But
she's
long
and lean is what she is, and she towered over me.
Because you are not long and lean.
What?
Because you are not long and lean.
No, I am rather short and round. But basically, I felt like she was going to dribble me across the court and shoot me for three.
Oh, that would be so hot. you have no idea. I missed you, Golf Widow.
I
could fantasize about you being.
I really did.
The thought about you being bounced across a basketball court and shot through a hoop by a violin player. Let me tell you.
I met a lot of vloggers that particular day. It was just so much fun. What happened was that La Empress, which is also known as my mom.
Yes, Golf Widow Mama.
Yes, La Empress, L-Empress, dot licious, L-I-S-C-I-O-U-S, dot net.
Because she's so licious.
Yes. Because she's almost delicious, but actually she's Lemprish, Lempress-licious.
Funny, she doesn't look Lempress-licious.
No, she's short like me, but not as round.
Oh, well, you know, that's okay.
But anyway.
So anyway, you met Denny.
We got on a train. We met Denny. We met Lisa B. in the city.
Oh, I want to meet Lisa. How's she? Is she nice?
Oh, my God. It wasn't like meeting her. It was more like I knew her already. We got to the restaurant that we were meeting everybody at, and I was like, let me, you know, have the phone, and I'll give a call and see if they're here already. And I saw a girl standing outside, and it's like, oh, wait, there's Lisa. And I had never seen a picture of her before.
I knew
nothing about what she looked like or what she'd be wearing or anything. I just like, hi. And she's like, hi. We kept saying to each other, we do know each other, right? Did we, like, go to camp together or something?
Oh, that's awesome.
It was bizarre.
And now, when did it happen that you all made out and got in your underwear and had a pillow fight? This happened.
This did not happen.
God, you suck.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It is what it is.
That's right. As soon as I hang up with you, I can still imagine it happened. That's all that really matters.
We met Quinn at the same time.
That's mighty Quinn.
Yes, FMDN. Yep, because the FMD stands for Fuck Me Deadly. FMDN.blogspot.com. We met her. She was at lunch with us. Who else? Oh, Sharon. Sharon from Denny's show, Two Chicks in a Podcast.
A fine program, if ever I heard one.
Yep, she doesn't have a blog, but boy, is that podcast get cast.
That's
she
okay.
She was awesome.
Sharon's podcast
was good
rocks.
Times.
Oh,
everybody
very cool.
was good times.
How long
and
ago
then we
was this?
Went
was
to
this?
A sidewalk show, or a sidewalk fair kind of thing, because it was like, you know, West Village. And
that's all they do there. Yeah.
We really shouldn't even have had to go to a restaurant. We could have, like, walked for a few feet and said, ooh, falafel.
Nice.
But I got to meet the last guy on Earth. I got to see the front of his face instead of the back of his head or a blur.
Oh, excellent.
Because Denny does not post pictures of him on her blog.
Oh, man, it's funny you mentioned that. Kim was busting my balls, like, the entire trip, wondering when we were going to meet, and this is her phrase, my alleged wife. She's like, you know, there's a rumor going around, you're actually married. I'm like, I am? I talk about it all the time. I'm married. Yeah, it doesn't matter that I also talk about wanting to bang you. I talk about my wife. Well, I've never seen her. I'm like, well, then you just haven't gone to my blog. I've posted at least one photo. If you missed that one day, I had
actually,
to explain.
Actually, I've never seen April's face. I have seen her tribbles.
Well, yes, you have. Well, no, you saw her. You probably saw one of the, I know on one of our wedding anniversaries, I actually posted our wedding pictures. I know I've posted some photos of her. But the fact of the matter is, you know, my wife a long time ago said, look, I think anybody who does not want to be plastered all over the internet has the right to not be plastered all over the internet. So any pictures I would post of her, I get permission to post. And that's just how it is. And so Kim was like, I've never seen your wife. She doesn't exist. Blah, blah, blah. So when we finally got to meet them, I was like, see, I didn't just pay for her for the night. I have her for the whole week. It's true. It's true. So that's good.
Oh,
so
you got to see. Reminded me of a joke, which I'm going to do because I think Paris Hilton kind of jumped the shark while we were gone.
Yeah, lots happened. She was in jail. She was out of jail. There was this. There was that. You know, whatever.
So anyway, I'm going to do this joke, which has really nothing to do with what we were just talking about,
That's
but you
okay.
reminded me of it.
That's okay. Our show really, if anyone has been listening prior to the time where we stopped recording, they know that we don't segue well, we do no
oh,
shows.
That's nothing. I just forgot what joke I was gonna tell.
Oh my god. Excellent. So really what we'll do, wow, that was fantastic. Paris Hilton meeting Jeffy, meeting April, buying a wife for a weekend. Does any of this
oh yes, okay. thank you there it is.
It's a hooker joke. I love it.
No, it's not even.
Oh.
Guy's driving, he's on the phone, light changes, he's on the phone and he doesn't notice that it changed. Girl on the street says to him, hey dude, hang up and start driving. He says to her, suck my dick. She points to the lady in the shotgun seat and says, you got somebody to do that for you. And the lady in the shotgun seat says, bitch, I married him. I don't have to do that anymore.
That's right. I think every married woman gets that tattooed on their... Right? Gets that tattooed somewhere visible for the guy. I'm married. That's your last blowjob. Bye-bye.
Game over.
Game over. That's right. That's for single women who want husbands. So, I just finished, while we were chatting, I looked up, Josh recorded that show opening August 1st, 2007.
Oh, it was 2007. That's good.
So at least it was in this model year, but we did not. So that was we're recording this today. It's almost the end of September. So it's been, the last show was quite a while before he recorded that opening. And we suck. There's no way around it.
Well, you know,
we needed the break.
Consider the source. When was the last time we did not suck?
Well, and really, we should also remind everybody that this is free, absolutely free to you. Ain't nobody has donated a goddamn thing to keep us on the air. Nobody has paid for anything. Nobody has bought anything from us. So, yeah.
We have a sponsor, sort of.
Sort of. Yes, we do. Absolutely. There's a new product out there. I was going to get permission to actually play the commercial, but I realized it's being played on an actual radio show that is helping sell the product exclusively, so we probably shouldn't play the commercial. But
we won't play their commercial, but I will read a spot for you.
Oh, excellent. Do you have it ready?
Yes,
oh,
I'm ready.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, Golf Widow doing her first live read. Take it away, Golf Widow.
SporiClean. Hospitals, nursing homes, and medical clinics use SporiClean. Sold exclusively through At Home with Gary Sullivan. SporiClean. For information, call Nick at 440-801-1922. That's 440-801-1922. Or email to info@killmoldfast.com.
Now, if I had the sound effect, I would be playing the applause sign. That was a fantastic live read. You nailed that. That was awesome.
You know what the problem is?
What's that?
I should have got money for that shit.
You should have, but you're not gonna. You're not gonna get any.
Nope.
Nope. No way, no how.
But go ahead and buy some SporiClean. 1 quart makes 16 full gallons. It's medical grade. It kills mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses. It is the number one mold, mildew, bacteria, and virus germ cleaner in America.
No way, really?
Yeah, like somebody cares about
where
that.
Where have people been? You know, it's a big deal. Where have people used this product?
This formula has been successfully used for over 7 years already in hospitals, nursing homes, medical clinics. It's medical grade, professional strength. It is the most cost-effective, 100% natural mold cleaner available. And why the hell... This is so fascinating to me. I have no idea.
You know why? Because the environment is on everybody's lips right now, except, of course, Republicans. So it's perfect for green cleaning. It uses enzymes. That's what it does. It uses enzymatic something, something, something to clean all that stuff. Because without enzymes, life would not exist. Where do they find...
Without beer, life would not exist.
Well, that's true, too. Enzymes help make beer happen. That's where I know they must have something to do with it. But all I know is go to killmoldfast.com to learn about SporiClean. It debuts, it launches September 29th, the day after we finish recording this shitcast. I'm sorry, podcast. And you'll also hear about it on the Gary Sullivan Show, GarySullivanOnline.com. Call 440.
That is the only place where you can buy it is through Gary Sullivan.
Yes, or call Nick at 440-801-1922. You're going to want it because your house smells like shit, and this will clean it up. Now, see, that's why we had you do the live read, because you didn't use the word shit.
No, but Podcrapula, if you mix up the letters, comes out to being a poplar crud.
Oh, very nice. That's right. Yes, people should go to wordsmith.org/anagram and just type, see what happens. It is the greatest thing. You type in any word or phrase in the world, and it will give you all of the anagrams for that word. So if you type in podcrapular, you find out we could be card popular. Mm-hmm. We could be a carpal proud. I personally like some of the ones a little later. Let's see, I'm going to scroll down because I know I had some really good ones there. Let's see. Something about Arc Rad Lop Up. That's kind of fun. But
Oral Pap Crud.
yes. And really, that is our show. That's Podcrapular is Oral Crap.
No, Oral Pap Crud.
I'm sorry,
crud.
Oral Pap Crud.
Or I suppose,
that really is our
conversely,
show.
It could be Oral Crap Pud.
It's all the same. You can entertain yourself for hours putting in your name, putting in other people's names. All sorts of good stuff like that. But in any event, I know the guy who's been working on SporiClean for quite some time. And it is a pretty fantastic product. It is going to go... It launches nationwide September 29th. And I think it is going to end up being in everybody's homes in America. Because it's a simple product that you can use. And it will get rid of mold and all sorts of bacteria in your homes. And
not that your homes are dirty right now.
Most homes, a lot of people don't realize how much mold and bacteria
they
actually
have. We know you're good housekeepers.
Have.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not your fault. It's, you know, crud happens, or pod crap happens, as is the case. But go to killmoldfast.com. He doesn't have money to pay us, but if he did, he certainly would. And if he does, I'm going to bug him because, shit, I'm broke. anyway, there's that fun stuff. And, oh, by the way... We mentioned this much earlier in the show about Josh and his opening and talking about how come we don't really talk to porn stars.
Yeah.
I think we've got a real porn audio that will actually illustrate why porn stars do not return any of our calls or messages. So if you'd like, we could segue in. Now, this one is actually longer than the 10 seconds we normally do. I've decided since we were gone for so long, we're going to run the risk of getting sued by everybody by going ahead and doing one that's a good 20 or 30 seconds long. Is that okay with you?
You know what? Let's live on the edge. What could possibly go worse than this episode so far than us getting shut down?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. So I think you should play the one. I believe I titled
it
Our Blowjob. Our BJ. No, Our BJ.
That's only nine seconds, dude.
No way.
Oh, wait. Never mind. I got it. It's 29 seconds.
You got the wrong one. There you go. 29 seconds. There we go. This is why porn stars don't return any of our messages or calls.
Okay.
Can you read us one of your text messages?
Okay. Unknown number. I do not know who this is. Blowjob vid, $250 for 1 hour. I'm like, who are you? And I will never suck your dick for $250. Maybe when I first got in the business, but I'm like 400 here.
So 400 bucks for a blowjob?
Yeah.
Okay.
250? For about 1 hour? What, an hour blowjob? Whatever, dude. Erase that number.
See, that's why they don't return our calls, because they think we're that creepy director guy who wants some chick to suck his dick for an hour for $250. And really, we want them to do it for free. So
actually, if I had a dick to suck and $400, I would probably say, you know what? I don't need to be doing this stinking podcast for nothing.
Well, if I had the $400, I would certainly see if I could find somebody to suck my dick for cheaper, because I could get more for that same $400. But and incidentally, I found that on YouTube. That's kind of a little behind the scenes interview with the same chick who I like wieners. We've had her on the show a couple of times. And so I took a chance and we tell her. But isn't that fantastic? She's getting texts from people. Blowjob vid, 200. And I just love the, what, 250?
It's like, okay, I am a slut, but that price is like totally below my price range.
Come on, I'm like a big star now. Come on, 400. Your cock enters my mouth, that's $400. Boom, right there.
Please, I don't even taste for less than $350.
That's right. You're not even gonna. You know what? I'm not even gonna look at your dick for $250. I won't even touch it through blue jeans.
Suck it with somebody else's mouth.
That's right. I'm famous now.
I wouldn't suck that thing with a stolen mouth for $250.
Now, that being said, the only reason I found that video at all is because, you know, that particular gal I'm kind of a big fan of. So apparently if people are like going to YouTube of all places trying to find her, you know, she's probably worth the $400 blowjob. That's all I got to say about that. And, you know, I have another real porn audio. Since we've been gone,
we may as well give two, because for God's sakes, we have left these people hanging for so long.
Now, this one is not a behind the scenes, although it is a kind of an interview in the aftermath of something. And let's face it, I missed you. You missed me. We're fans, both of them. They missed us. So we're giving them something that should make us all happy. So I found a little porno clip that I called "Couldn't Be Happier."
Baby, I've never seen you happier.
I had so many good things today. I fucked my husband, Mr. Ryan. Woo! I fucked Holmesy, my Papa Holmes. I blew a fucking numerous guys and then got spanked on. I don't think I could be any happier.
It doesn't get better than this, right?
It just doesn't.
It doesn't get better than this.
And you know what
And I'm like, wait, what? Nobody bought you brownies?
Well, you know what cracked...
Girl, it can get better than that.
What cracked me up is, all right, we're going to assume... I'm going to assume there were many guys... Well, I don't have to assume. I saw it. But for the sake of the listener, let's just assume there were probably...
She named people off like she was on Romper Room.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you know, if the chick from Romper Room had goo on her face...
Oh my God, there are like 17 colors of wrong with that visual.
Well, you should have seen the actual video. She's what's funny is she just got done fucking several of these guys and letting another 10 or 15 of them, you know, blowing them all, and she still felt the need to give a shout out. And they're right there. They're probably just on the couch going, "Oh, that was fucking awesome. Fantastic. Do you like fucking my wife? Why, sure. Hey." But she still felt the need, you know, "Hey, shout out to my man. Woohoo." It's one of the best little pieces. I think it's one of the best little pieces of real porn audio I've found in some time. So I was very happy. I've been sitting on that for a while.
You know what I want to call that genre of real porn audio, the after thing with the little post interview? Mm-hmm. The cigarette shot.
There you go. That's exactly what it is, too. Oh, goodness. And plus, you know, she had this lovely British accent, and she was just so happy. I mean, you know, it was wonderful. But I just think it's fantastic. She felt the need to, you know, I thought it's like, it, you know, she it was almost like her Oscar speech, you know. I'd like to thank my husband for letting him fuck me in the pooper, and all those lads for spunking on me. I couldn't be any happier. Oh, wonderful. Oh,
propers to her, no pun intended.
Absolutely. So let's see, what other fun stuff is going on? Oh, you know what I just got? Well, actually, I don't have it yet, but it's coming. I actually had my younger brother, he went ahead and bought it for me, and he's going to send it to me. I got me on eBay an actual press book, like a promo book filled with advertisements and articles for the movie Tonight for Sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah, baby.
I, you know, it was a gift. I'm not going to ask you how much it was, but it can't have been cheap. What's in it?
Well, I don't care. He bought it. I knew how much it was. It had a buy it now price of $59.99 or a best offer. And I figured as soon as you put a best offer, some asshole's going to come and give a better best offer. So we just went ahead and bought it outright because, damn it, I can have Jerry Schaefer sign it, for God's sake. But
holy shit.
Oh, yeah. It's too good to be true. Almost, but what is in it? You got you've got kind of like a, it's like a promo book, like they do even still for movies today. So you have like an advertisement that you can use, like a press page you can use as an advertisement in magazines, or to print up as a poster. There are several photos with stills taken on the set or from the movie. There's a couple articles that were in two men's magazines at the time. I think one was called High Life or Adam or something like that. And it's really cool. It's got all original ads that they based the artwork for the current version of the video that you can get at somethingweird.com. And it's just great. I will read all of the silly. Yeah, I can't quite read the scans from the eBay page, but I can't wait to read the descriptions and all the fun stuff they're talking about it, and show it to Jerry, whom I hope to be meeting this November sometime. He's still in Singapore or wherever they're filming the new Contender. I believe it's in China or something. You know, it's overseas. It's far, far away. But they're going to do the grand finale in Vegas, and then I'll get to meet him when he's out there. So I can't wait. I can't wait to get my grubby little hands on it and show
That's
it
awesome.
To him. Yeah, very cool stuff.
Your brother rocks.
Well, you know, I'm kind of in a money strain right now because every dollar has to go to rent or food or, you know, all the bills. And I have a job right now. I'm not working as much entertainment-wise. That's still slow going. I'm doing the marketing, and I've had some positive things. Aside, you know, the Gladys Knight gig is coming, but ultimately, I had to get myself a day job, and I've been, you know, I had a choice between taking a job that I would absolutely hate, but it would pay me really well, or a job that I would probably end up really enjoying, but not make a whole lot of money. And I ended up with the job. At a magic shop, Houdini's Magic Shop, Houdini.
Oh, that's cool, kind of.
Well, it is. I mean, I spend all day, you know, basically just demonstrating magic tricks, which is funny because I'm not a magician. I work for a living. And I'm surrounded by guys who really are into magic, and so they're great at showing the tricks, but they're also want to get to be better magicians. Me, I just want to sell the ever-living daylights out of these tricks. And they're all tricks that work themselves. You know, they're ones that very little effort is needed. We have stuff for the hardcore magicians who really want to learn more. more and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a touristy type shop as well as a gift shop, and you know, it is kind of a specialty niche thing. So you want to be able to sell stuff that you can teach people how to use in 30 seconds or less after they've bought the trick. And impressive tricks. You know, we've got like this thing called the UFO card. It's like a, you can make any small object levitate, float around your body, all that stuff. You can borrow one from the crowd. You know, we've got a deck of cards where you can...
That's the only kind of magic I think I could ever do convincingly, so I'm going to have to, like, go there and buy things.
Go to Houdini.com. It's a very cool little shop, and you know, it's a 10 buck an hour job, or, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm making more or less than other people there. I really don't care. I'm getting some bills paid right now, and they have a good sales bonus plan. If you make your sales during a shift, you get some extra cash, and I've made some good money on bonuses and all that stuff. It's just I'm not 100% certain that that's going to end up paying the bills. So you know, I keep my eye out there and my ear to the pavement, checking to see if I can. You know, I keep trying to get what I did in Illinois. I keep trying to get myself a gig working at an entertainment agency as well, you know, as my day job, and then doing the entertainment when the gigs come up. But this is a strange town. It is very difficult. I mean, I don't know how all these people get these huge contracts and deal with all these amazing people without ever returning a goddamn phone call. I've got...
It's kind of like being the Pope. I mean, you are, like, really the most respected man in the world, and it's bullshit to try to get an audience with you.
It really is ridiculous, but that's okay. I have one. I mean, I've detailed all this at my blog, andymartello.blogspot.com. Basically, my woes with finding work and find, you know, I've been very bitter and angry of late because, you know, I know it's going to take a while before I can get my entertainment career going, if at all, if it ever happens. And I've had some good successes here and there. Having the day job now makes it harder for me to continue with the marketing, but, you know, it'll happen. But I really don't like when people lie to me or do not, you know, follow through on the things that they promised. You know, I had an interview with one place where I went in. They knew I was supposed to be going in there to interview, not just to be on their entertainment roster, but also as a potential employee of theirs. And I ended up, the person I made the interview with didn't even realize I had an interview with her, and she pawned me off on her talent flunky, and we never even got to... I mean, it was very frustrating. Now, yes, I'm happy to be in their system, and hopefully will be considered for bookings, but I really didn't need to drive all the way out there to get the cold shoulder. I mean, I could have mailed them the goddamn press kit, you know? But that's okay. You know, shit happens. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
right. That is, I think, you know, you don't have to be an entertainer to have that shit happen.
I know.
I have been there, done that, and I would buy the t-shirt if I could afford the thing.
This is, yeah, exactly. Hey, did you know if you rearrange the letters in Podcrapular, you get Corral Pad Up? or Carol Radpup, which actually, that used to be my radio name before I had the sex change. Actually, this should be the name of us. You get Clap La Proud.
It's too bad there's no N in our name, because I've been, you know, it's like you go through this whole list and you're like, just realize that if we had an N somewhere in our name, we would have the word anal.
Yeah, how shocking is it to find out there's no anal in Podcrapular? That's impossible.
Oh, that's why the crap stays. We can't get rid of it.
Oh, man alive. So anyway, are people reading your blog at least, if they're not going to our...
www.golfwidow.net? I believe they are.
Now, I went to one of your other blogs, I think it's your MySpace, and you were ranting and raving about so many people buying the OJ book.
Yeah,
not
this
yours.
This was news like the week of the last week of September. I'm not sure when we're airing, but basically what had happened was that I happened to be looking at the New York Times bestseller list, and OJ had moved into the number two spot, past number three, which was William Jefferson Clinton's book. In other words, a man who was the leader of the free world for 8 years, and whatever else you can say about him, nobody really ever had to say, boy, he's stupid, because basically he was a horny bastard, and You know, he had plenty of things that he didn't do right, but he was not stupid. Nobody's fool there.
Wait, did you just hear that?
And now we've got OJ out selling him.
Did you just hear that? I'm in Las Vegas. I had my window open. There was, like, this really huge car with, like, no muffler just went by as you were talking about OJ. And I'm like, that's an omen right there, man. But so you're upset that OJ outsold all these other writers better qualified? Really, you're upset that OJ has been outselling you? That's really what you're upset about.
I do find that a little bit upsetting.
Come on, let's be fair. He had to kill two people to get enough story to write this book. What have you done?
He had to kill two people and break into a hotel room.
Well, no.
At gunpoint.
The book has nothing to do... The breaking into the hotel, that helped sell the book. I mean, it's no coincidence
Well,
that...
Well, that's what we're talking about. Writing the book, he really had very little to do with
all
that.
All he had to do is kill two people, then he'd have a story to tell. And what have you done? What have you done?
What have I done? I've been sleeping on a bed where the sheets don't really fit because my husband can't buy sheets to save his damn life.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe if you killed him and wrapped him in those sheets, then we'd have something. But no, you lament the loss of an orange bird trinket and you expect bestseller? Hell no, you gotta slit a few people's throats and then get away with it. Damn, we'll read that. Not that your book isn't lovely.
Oh, all right.
Not that Getting My Think On by Sandra Harris isn't the funniest book I've had read to me in years. I'm just saying.
I just love how that came out. No pun intended.
Yes, well, I'm just saying, you know, you got to remember, all the money is going to the Goldman family because apparently it's taken this long to collect any money at all from OJ. I don't know the whole story. All I know is I'd like all of them, Goldman family especially, I'd like them all to go away. So I'm hoping that this whole nonsense with OJ trying to steal back his memorabilia and all that crap, I hope this gets him in jail where he belongs, because he's obviously been doing things because the guilt has finally caught up with him, and now he just wants to get caught for something, and he wants to do something bad, whatever. That's the only reason he wrote this damn book in the first place, and then the Goldmans bought it so they can make their money, blah blah fucking blah blah blah. I just hope they all go away. I don't want to see this,
you know what,
mustache anymore. I don't want to see what Ron Goldman would look like if he were an almost attractive girl. I don't want to see OJ limping around, smiling. I don't want to see any of it ever again.
And I don't want to see Kato Kaelin anymore either. And he's been popping up in some rather inopportune spots.
He's like herpes. You know, if you don't watch out, he will just show up occasionally. You know, that's just how it is. Kato Kaelin
is
herpes.
You know what? I think we should be like Valtrex and just like start this thing where, kind of like on Two Chicks in a Podcast, where Denny Binet and Sharon Glassman will sing a little bit of a song on the show just once, and then that song will never be mentioned on their show ever again.
There you go.
We should just like have a new feature where we're like, all right, we're done with you now.
Well, I was done with
you. And I would like to start that feature right now with OJ and Kato and the Goldman family and the rest of the Brown family.
Well, when you notice, you never see the Brown family. They wised up. They were like, you know, we're done with that. We're done. The Goldmans, we're never going to stop hearing from them. And you know, Jesus Christ, I am very proud of the man for having the gumption every morning to go ahead and turn his mustache curls up. I'm really proud of him for that. But do I have to see him all the time, everywhere? No, please. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry it happened. Now go the fuck away. Please. You're getting in the way of all my...
You're harshing my mellow, what's left of it.
Well, when I turn on CNN or Fox News or anything like that, and I'm not getting the Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan report, Britney report, because they're talking about OJ, that kind of really ruins my day. If I'm going to get my... We've moved on to lamer, more vapid celebrities. We don't need to go back. It's not time to retrospectively look back at the stuff we were interested in, because I don't want to see this new trial. I don't care about this. Although, here's what I do care about. I care that it happened here. because it says a lot about OJ's level of celebrity. Did he get busted at the Palms? Did he get busted at Caesar's Palace or the MGM or the Bellagio? Was he at any of the iconic properties? No, he got busted at the Palace Station, okay? Now, I like the Palace Station. I like all the station casinos. They are local favorites. But you know what? What does it say about your status as a celebrity when you can't get arrested at the Palms? You have to go to the Palace Station.
What I was just thinking is that what he was allegedly going into the room for was he was going after some of his own memorabilia that was being sold, and apparently his shit's not even good enough to sell at the Bellagio.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, you know, a friend of mine, Bill Gorgo, a comedian from Chicago, a long time ago, right after the trial ended, when the second trial, you know, the one where they determined that he owes like 300 or 35, whatever he owes to the Goldmans, he said, well, you know, if he really wants to make any money, you know what he should do? He should sell the knife, because they never found the murder weapon, and they figure, well, OJ must have it. And I was like, that's a good idea. Maybe he should just sell, you know, don't sell the suit you got acquitted in. Just go ahead and show everyone the murder weapon. Sell that. Easily someone will pay $35 million for that. Boom. Goldmans are happy and sad all at the same time. No closure whatsoever for them, but maybe they'll go away. Why don't they write their own goddamn book? Why do they? How bad is that? They had to let OJ write a confessional book and then effectively steal it from him so they could. Why don't they write their own book? Haven't they been through enough?
Well, you know, not for nothing, but I think that it's only fair that he should do all the work and they shouldn't have to. Although, to be even more fair, I think that he should have to write a book for me, too.
Well, there you go. There we go. I like that. OJ?
It's kind of like that prostitute that went up to the reporter in the bar and said, I'll do anything you want for $100. And he said, go upstairs, write me 1,000 words in a sidebar.
That's right. So, OJ, here's what you need to do. You need to write your version. Here, not if I did it, if I thought it, your version of getting my think on. For Sandra Harris.
If he could think, it would work.
Well, fuck, if he were thinking, first off, he wouldn't have gone to the Palace Station. He would have tried to get some better... I mean, the Palace Station's, they're loving it, because they're getting a shitload of free publicity, because people are going there. It's just down the road from the Sahara. So anybody who finds himself on the North End, you go to the Sahara, make a left, and you'll hit the Palace Station. They're just... so many people were there.
I hear they've got some OJ paraphernalia there.
They really do. Oh, God. Well, anyway, we should probably end. I hate to end on that note. I hate to end on OJ, but, oh, God, we're fully caught up.
We squeezed OJ as much as we could.
Oh, there we go. That's what I expect from my show, Pod Crapular, also known as Lap Rap Cud Or. Ah, oh, God, God, I could just read these all day. We're just so Arc Lad or Pup. Car Lad or Pup. There's lots of pups, apparently, in our...
When there isn't a pup, there's a purr.
Yes, indeed. Well, so keep... please start listening to us again. We'll get our new phone number up sometime soon. We'll put all this crap on our websites. Please email us. Please start listening again, and we'll do this... hopefully again, we'll do this next week, maybe.
Give it a fair shot. How's that sound? You can't ask for more than that.
We'll do the best we can with what we got.
What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit?
That's right. So until next time, I'm Andy Martello.
And I'm Golf Widow.
And we're out of here.